We left off on the bottom of the Zion and Aleph, where the Mishnah told us that a get requires a date. Not only does the get require a date, that's what Mishnah goes into a detail about what the date is off. The date is a muktam, it's dated the day before. So that's going to be a whole problem we're going to elaborate upon. But the basic halacha that requires the putting in the date into a get is a given in this Mishnah. And that's the Gemara raised the question at two lines from the bottom of the Zion and Aleph. If I remember, if name matik this man begitin. Why did Chazal institute Zman Meget? It should just say, Tari Rebbe Tazkol, doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash about writing a date in the Get. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shum Basachoso. So Rabbi Yochanan says, a whole so strange concern that we're afraid of the following. A person's going to be married, and his wife is going to be Mizanatach, which is going to be Mizanah with somebody else, and she's caught. It's going to be brought to Beis Din, potentially going to put her to death. So the only way out is for her to produce a Get. The problem is, but there was no get. She was still an Eshes Ish when she was Mizana. So what if the husband wants to be a nice dad? He's going to give her a, sort of gets her off the hook. He's going to give her a get. He's not going to date the get. And then when the Beis Din confronts her and says, that would be a Mizana, she's going to yank out a get, which is undated. She's going to say, I received this get last year. So we don't know. It does have the date. How are we going to know? Now the odds of the husband helping out his wife, which is Mizana, are very unlikely. But the Gemara says it could be that he's married to his niece. He's married to somebody very close to him. And although he's obviously very upset that she was Mazana Tachta, but he has Rachmanas on his own family, he has Rachmanas on her, so he's going to help her out. At the end of the day, she will call Shem Yechaf al Basachosa. He's going to have Rachmanas on his niece, or Rachmanas on this girl, and he's going to hereby write her a get without a date to save her. We don't want this. That's the last thing we want to do is to encourage these kinds of behaviors. So therefore, with the Rabban and Chazal Institute, you want to make sure that this man is written properly. Rish Lakish Amishim Pedalus. Rish Lakish says, no, Rish Lakish says, very down to earth monetary concern. That the halacha is that a husband gets certain rights in his wife's property. His wife brings certain things into the marriage. So the husband has what we call Achilles Peros. So she brings an animal into the marriage, so he gets the milk. If she brings the field into the marriage, he gets the fruit. The property primarily belongs to her. So we call Nisim Balug. Moleg is like the pluck. He gets to like pluck off the fruit of the property. So he has the right to the Chilus Peiros, but he only has the right to the Chilus Peiros until he comes out of the marriage. So as soon as he gives her a get, so then he's going to lose those rights. So what's going to happen? If he gives her a get without a date in it, so then he's going to continue eating the fruit, and then someone's going to stop him in 6 months and say, what are you doing? You divorced your wife. He said, I just divorced her 10 minutes ago. What do you mean? I have a piece of paper. He says, the picture is not dated. So how do you know when I divorced her? So in order to avoid any confusion in this area, Rish Lakish says they're misakin as not. So Rish Lakish made time with Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish go down the route of Rabbi Yochanan and say that the reason is to prevent zinus? So Malach at the top of the Dragon of Days, zinus lo shchicha. Rish Lakish says, come on. What are the odds that the Eishes is in Mizana? We're going to make a whole takana and get them to add on a time component that the Torah doesn't really require. The one crazy Mishnah case of the person who's Mizana. That's not a reason. Rabbi Yochanan by Tamil to Rish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan go down the root of Rish Lakish and pin the reason for Zman on Peiros? Because some of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was Yesh Lebal Peiros at Shastasina. Rabbi Yochanan says that anyway, the husband can continue to eat the fruit until he literally gives up again. So the only way for her to prove that she was divorced and to stop him from eating the fruit. She's going to have to bring Eidim Masira. She's going to have to bring Eidim Masira. They're giving her the get. So the date of the get is irrelevant. You don't have to be sucking his man on the get in order to prevent this kind of confusion in terms of pains. So the Gemara continues now to analyze this machlokish with Yerach Rish Lakish. So Bishlam of the Rish Lakish. So I understand the point of Rish Lakish. Bishim Hochi Kamachi Rabbi Shimon. We learned back on Monday in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that if a get is written with the wrong date, it's still okay. We call a get muktam. So although the couple got divorced today, but they wrote yesterday's date, so Bishimon says it's not the end of the world. Why is it not the end of the world? So the Gemara is assuming, the Gemara is going to elaborate upon it a little bit later, but the other Gemara is referencing what it says a little bit later, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that as soon as the husband decides that he wants to divorce his wife, the game's over. He loses his rights to pay risk anyway. So you don't have to wait till the very, very end in order for him to lose the payrus. So therefore, anyway, even if the date is wrong, but Lemaisif, at that point already, he already gave up hope. He already is not getting more payrus. So according to Reb Shimon, I understand why we could salvage a get with the, which is a mukta. And Rabbi Yochanan, my time to Reb Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're afraid of preachers, we're afraid of znus. So if the get date is wrong, that's going to lead to a problem. He's going to go ahead and give a get date to his niece. He's going to date it yesterday, and she was mazana in the interim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you have the wrong date to get, that undermines the entire reason for this man. So Rabbi Yochanan explains, I'll leave with Rabbi Shimon, lo kamina. According to Rabbi Shimon, I agree, says Rabbi Yochanan, my concern of znus was never said in the world of your Rabbi Shimon. If Rabbi Shimon is mashter, again, that's mukdam, there's no way that he subscribes to the reason of znus. Ki kamina libet rabbanon. My whole shikul Torah was, according to the rabbanon who say that a get mukdam is possible, so then I'm insisting on my reason. The reason is to prevent znus. So now the Gemara goes back, and now Rabbi Yochanan has the upper hand. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand exactly what's going on in the Mishnah. Why? There was a fundamental machlokes of Tanoim, why Chazal misakim zman. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the machlokes I'm having with Rish Lakish is the old machlokes of Shimon the Rabbanon. So according to the Rabbanon, that zman was instituted to prevent znos, it's across the board. No ands and buts, no exceptions to the rule. If you have no date or the wrong date, it's going to lead to a znos, potentially, and therefore the get is possible. So I understand why the Rabbanon come down so hard on Zman, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not the end of the world. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's off by a little bit, Nishkefelach. Because Rabbi Shimon said, we want the Zman to be there for payros, but it's not going to be so terrible if you love the Zman Mukdom. Because anyway, he was planning on divorcing her. El Reish Lakish, by Igabin Rabbi Shimon, the Rabban. But according to Reish Lakish, that nobody is concerned about Zanos. That was Rabbi Yoshin's, that was his imagination. We don't hold like that, says Reish Lakish. Everybody agrees that the whole reason for the writing of the Zman was only because of payros. So what will Rabbi Shimon and Rabban argue about? They both agree that you have to write a zman to prevent confusion of who is eating the fruit. What was the machlokes about? So as the Gemara, payre de mishkas ksiva v'yachas tesina ikabenayu. The difference was, at what point does the husband stop getting rights to the fruit? Is it at the time of ksiva? Was at the time of chasima? So if you hold that it's the time of ksiva, so then anyway, once he decides to write to get, the game's over. The fruit's going to be over anyway. So it doesn't matter whether the date is off by a little bit. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, we're going to be machbid exactly. It has to be exactly know when that get was signed and ready to be given.
One of the machlokes, the point in time when she muta lachera.
Right, so that may be, so it could be that sometimes, right, we're of the opinion that the eating of the fruit is only the Rabban. Anyway, this whole takana that the husband gets the right to eat the fruit. So Chazal felt that the couple's already getting, they're already in proceedings, they're already in divorce proceedings, so he already lost all his monetary rights to her property. So yes, the Gemara Ibcha Shemilimu, but we have actually this machlokas recorded in the exact opposite way. The Ibmar, Ne'emus Ebatim Peiris, at what point do we stop giving him Peiris? The Yochanan Am Mishas Tzivah, Shlok Shem Mishas Tzina. So the sheet is a flipped. It's the great epoch. We had the wrong version. Flip the names of Yochanan Mishas. So now the Gemara goes back to the very basic question of requiring Zman. So they and Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish were going to insist on writing Zman. So I'm going to buy the Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi posed the question to Rabbi Yosef that on the one hand, you're telling me we have to write this Zman. It's going to lead to preachers. It's going to lead to Znos. It's going to lead to payers. All these terrible things that are going to potentially go wrong. So you would think that we would be super duper machbid on this halacha, and if there's no zman whatsoever, you would think we would throw this get out the window. And that's not exactly the case. The halacha is that gimel gittin psulim. There are three examples of gittin that are not acceptable. Here, the word posel does not mean it's no good ben haTorah. It means it was a chumra midrabbanan that the following gittin are not acceptable. The imnisei savlat kosher. All that means is l'chadchila, she shouldn't get married with that yet, but with the evidence, if she did, so then the child is not considered to be a mamzer. So that formulation that Chazal make later on, that there are certain gittin that we don't use, that means we don't use them l'chadchila, but with the evidence, it would be acceptable. We're not going to disqualify the child. One of the three gittin on the list, believe it or not, is a get without a zman. So he asks the Gemara, if you just told me a minute ago that we're very, very nervous and we have to insist on Zman being written, because otherwise it's going to lead to znus, and otherwise it's going to lead to people stealing each other's fruit. So what did they accomplish in this takana? If the Chacham in the same breath said that if you don't write this man, it's okay, so then no one's going to write this man. Because the whole point was to put some teeth into this halacha and say, you better write this man, and if you don't write this man, they get puzzled and the child's a mom's it. That I would have understood. But if Chazal already built in this loophole, this leniency, that Pidiyevit, they get his kosher, so my Hani Rabban, what was the purpose of the takana? So answer the Gemara, Hanu de lechatchila lotino, say, no, that since with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to write a get without his man. So no respectable sofer will do that. No reputable rab besides the gittin is going to go ahead and give a get that doesn't have this man in it. So even though at the end of the day, Chazal didn't want to make a b'di'evet alone, didn't want to be mamam mamzer of Yisrael. So they gave us a little bit of a leniency and said, if you goofed, you messed up and didn't write this man, we're not going to disqualify the get after the fact. But since everybody knows that this was done, we didn't do the proper thing, you can assume that 99% of the sofer were not going to do this. They're not going to end up writing a get without his man because they know that the Chacham frown upon such a practice. The Gemara says, but still, the Takan is not foolproof. If Chazal was so concerned about Zman, they were so nervous about either according to the Yochanan, the Znus part, or according to Reish Lakish, the Peirus part, so they built in a takana of Zman that any person can violate, any person could circumvent that takana. Gazia l'zman didei v'yavin yalam ay. What's going to happen if the sofer and the rav, the Masada Gittin, will refuse to write a get without his man? So the gets can be written, kedasa chadim l'chatila, and then the husband's going to stop playing some games. He's going to, right before the get's given, takes out the scissors and starts cutting around and cuts off his man. But the evidence gets good. Remember we said that one of the gifts that's good for the evidence is without his man. So now you just created a situation where you took the teeth out of the takana, and you can't hide behind the Masada Gittin, the sofer, and the rabbanim are going to be careful because they did their due diligence, but the Baal played the game with us and he went ahead and he cut off his body afterwards. So Mai, what are you going to do? So how can you formulate a takana? The goal of the takana sochabim is supposed to be effective. We don't put in a takana sochabim in the place that's going to be so easily circumvented. So Amalei l'Ramay l'Chashina. The Rambam says, "Come on," he said, "we don't have to worry about that. The person's got to be like a lover, like a Rabbi, loving our mind. You have to be somebody who pulls such a stud either. Or to go to the Rabbi, ask for a perfectly kosher get. Then when the Rabbi's not looking, then run through the bathroom with the scissors and cut the spot and the Eidim market. Come on, the odds of that happening are so unlikely. And therefore, Chazal were comfortable with instituting the Takon of Zman." And yes, b'di'evet, they built in the loophole that if it was not done, b'di'evet yet is going to be kosher, at least vis-a-vis the children. And we're still going to accomplish our goal. So comes the Gemara and says, what if the Zman was written, but it wasn't written perfectly? You know, we know when we write, we date Ksuba, b'yechad b'shabbos, shnei yomim, b'chadosh kislev, shasabeh. We spell out the date a week, and the date a month, and the year, we spell everything out, kedas v'chadin. So what if all you wrote was as follows? Kosovo Shavua, Shana, Chodesh, Shabbos, Mai. What if instead of identifying the exact date and all the intricacies, you just simply said, in this year of the Shemitah cycle, or this year of the Yovel cycle, or this month of the year, this week, this week of the month. You didn't get to the intricacies of the precise man. So if you wrote his mind like that, what would you say that law is? Amalei kosher. Get would still be kosher. So yes, the Gemara. So what did you accomplish? The guy's going to give a get to his wife. And say, in the month of Kislev, I'm divorcing you. So that's going to lead to a lot of confusion. So she's going to be Mizana. Then she's going to pull out the get. She's going to say, I was divorced in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Even though you wanted to divorce till Chavtes Kislev. So well, he's going to start to eat fruit. And he's going to say, I didn't divorce her yet. So Imkvar Askvar, if you're the goal of this whole sugya is, if you're already going out of your way to make a dinder rabbanus man, do it right. Make a takana that's going to be effective. You have to spell out kedasa exactly what it is. So the Gemara says, how can we let you get away with this very, very watered down zman? The Gemara says, no, it does help. Ahanu l'shavua dekamei l'shavua debasrei. At least it limited a little bit. You're right. It's not perfect. And in theory, she can be mezada in the following year, and we won't be able to prove one way or the other. Or in theory, he can start to eat the fruit for another 6 months, and we won't be able to prove otherwise. But at least it does part of the job. Because if you're going to tell me that you have to identify it exactly without any cause of any confusion, any mistake whatsoever, when you write a date on the get, we don't know imitzah for imipanya. You don't know, was it in the morning? Was it in the afternoon? So there's never really a new way, unless you write at 6:37 and 29 seconds, we have my writing. It might be don't do that. The Gemara says, it was said, assumes that in Yerushalayim, they used to have a custom in the days of Chazal, they would write shol spaghetti. We would actually write what hour it occurred in. And the Gemara says, well, if I didn't do that. In for Askar, it's writing a little bit too much. But the Gemara says that just as Eli Yom the Kamel, Yom the Best, right? Just as when you write again and you date again, and at least you have the proper date in there, so that will prevent mistakes for the day before, the day after. At least you're identifying, you isolate to some degree. So then you can't say, well, you identified date, that's okay. But if you identify the month, that's not okay. That's also okay. You identify the year, you identify the year of the Shemitah cycle, etc. As long as it's not a hefker, if you have a get which says nothing on it, so then the sky's the limit in terms of the fraud. As long as you attempted to try to minimize the degree of fraud, so then the get's going to be acceptable. So the bottom line is that Chazal war misake, it's man begitin, according to Yochus, to prevent Znus, according to Rish Lach, it was to protect everybody's monetary concerns. The Takana was made in such a way that they built in a leniency with the Dieved, there was no Zman, we're not going to turn the children to Bamzeim for that Chumim with the Rabbanan. And even when we write Zman, we're not going to be as precise and as careful to write it to the second. As long as you identify the day, that's also acceptable. So the Gemara still doesn't give up. The Gemara says, wait a second. Sometimes you can have a situation where a get is possible even with the Rabbanan, because that could sometimes make Bamzeim. So usually not, but could be. You have that option of doing that. Usually not. So I'm Ravina to Rabba. So Ravina posed the question to Rabba that there's still a problem, that this system is not foolproof. You know, when we make it to Chas Chum, we want to be foolproof. We want to make it as careful as we can to avoid the concerns. And here Ravina posed the challenge to Rabba that it's not always going to work. Kaspe v'osve b'kiste v'im v'faiser t'faiyisman. What's going to happen? He's going to write again, k'nasu chadim, and he's going to hold on to it. He's not going to give it to us so fast because he's trying to make up. He's trying to maybe they get back together again. So the get is written, it's signed, sealed, but not yet delivered. But it has last month's date. It's the date that we wrote it. It's not going to be delivered until a month later. So all the concerns are going to be there. So you have the wrong date. The bottom line is that you don't have the correct time when she was divorced. So Amalei, so Rava responded back to Ravina, it's very unlikely it's going to happen. That's not the practice. People don't do that. Husband gets to a fight with his wife, doesn't run right away to the rabbi to get a get, just have his back pocket in case he needs it. If and when he's ready to divorce, so then he's going to write again. Nobody jumps the gun and writes get 6 months in advance. So Amu Ravina Rav Ashi. So Gemara does not stop. Gemara is relentless and trying to understand. If you're making a takana, so the Gemara is going to spend an hour and a half to prove this takana better be as foolproof as we can make it. So Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Gittin Aboy Mabina Sayam. We have Gittin that are coming from far away. I think we spent a lot of time on Maybe Gittin Mabina Sayam. A get's coming from China. Inevitably, it's not going to be delivered on the day that it's written. The whole point was to identify when the woman is divorced, because if we don't know when she's divorced, it's going to lead to confusion. There's no some confusion. There is. Every get that comes from Dina Sayam, by definition, there's a lag. By definition, there's a time lapse between the writing of the get and the giving of the get. So you can have a get that comes from Dina Sayam, the Michtaveh bin Nisan, that it was written in Nisan, for Momatwa Tishrei. It took the guy 6 months to come on his boat. So what do you think about that? Now, Ilacham B'Takarosam. The whole goal was to prevent any of these kinds of potential frauds in the get. So then you built a takana that's not going to work because it's so easily going to be violated. Every get in Dinas Hayam is going to be in violation of this. Amalei, no. So Rav Ashi responded, I know, kala islu, that people know about this. Getting that come Dinas Hayam, not the everyday occurrence. The guy, all of a sudden, when we learned that maybe get social, fine, next, we get the impression this is happening all the time. It's happening once in a blue moon. A guy's coming with a get in Dinas Hayam. So if and when that happens, so we're going to go out of our way, and everybody's going to know about it. It's not going to lead to confusion. We're going to insist that we find out when the get was actually delivered. It's not going to be enough for us just to know what the get was written. So if and when such a shali comes up, it will be common knowledge. No one's going to, this is not under the radar, getting that a common dinasayam, and therefore we'll be able to deal with it, and we'll make sure to that we ascertain exactly when the get was not just written, but when it was actually delivered. So itman. So now the Gemara raises another question about the timing of the get, but this is not about the timing of the get proper. This is the timing of the get as to the follow up of the timing of the get. Namely, there is a din that when a woman receives a get, so she had, even though she's divorced, she's 100% divorced, she's muteris to get married. That's been a Torah. She get married that day, but with the rabbanon, she's required to wait for 3 months. Why is that? That's what's called havchana, because we want to make certain that the woman is not pregnant. Because if by some chance she's pregnant from the first husband, she's going to give birth down the line, and we're not going to know, is this the first husband's child or the second husband's child? So there's a din of Avchana. According to the simple pshat, the halacha is that's a din of the Rabbanan. There's some claim based on the Gemara later on in Masechet Yevamos that it may actually be a din of Torah. But there is such a requirement called Avchana. So the Gemara now is having the intricacy is how do you figure out exactly when do you start, when does the clock start to tick for the 3 months of Avchana? I remember the first time that I ever learned this halacha of Avchana, I was about 6 years old. Some of you may remember. We usually don't quote this in the Shia, but quote that. There was a movie called Hester Street. Anyone remember that? Sure. American Hester Street. So the kids in the those who weren't privileged to see the movie Hester Street. It was it was an okay movie, but wasn't so. It was an appropriate movie. So it was basically the story of a very common story for that time about a young Jewish man who was married, who came from Europe to America to raise some money to bring his wife and his kids over. And then he worked for years and years, and finally got enough money, but unfortunately, during the course of those years, he became not so firm. And then he brings his wife and his children over from Europe, and she's still firm. So she's a little girl from the shekel, and he's this American, you know, peddler on the Lower East Side. And you can imagine the drama that unfolds, and you can imagine the marriage didn't go so well. So the bottom line is they get divorced. So they get divorced. I remember the scene, I'm 6 years old, 50 years ago, I remember the scene on the screen. So they get divorced, they come to the rabbi's house, and the rabbi's writing up the get bar, and he gives it a get, and the rabbi turns to him, and he says, sir, you can get married right now, which he does, and he says, start, and you have to wait for 3 months to get remarried. So I remember at the time, I turned to my father, right, and I said, What happened? Why you say it? My father tried to explain to the 6-year-old kid, but I was made havchana. That was the first time I was ever introduced to the singing of havchana. So here's the accuracy. Remember what you remember as a kid. So bottom line is the Gemara wants to know when you have a get that's dated one day, but it wasn't given until a few weeks later. So when do we start the 3-month counting? So Rav Omishas Nasina, Ushmo Omishas Ksiva. So Rav says we start the count from the timing of Messina, when the get was actually given. And Shmuel says, we started from the time that the get was actually written. So Maskev of Nassim HaOshia and Shmuel. So Nassim HaOshia asked the question, according to Shmuel, Yomush, they get in Nashim B'chatzer Achas. Zohar Surah Zubuteris. According to Shmuel, that the 3 months begin to take away from the time of the Ksiba, the assumption being that once they wrote the get, the couple was no longer together anymore. So even though it was a little bit of a lapse, we can know for certain that it's not the days of counting already from that time of receiving, it's not the first husband's. So it comes to what it says, you have a very, very strange thing. You can have a Reuben wrote two getin. One he wrote, he has two wives. He wrote one get today and one get in 2.5 months from now. And he's going to give both kids on the same day. So we're going to tell one woman, you have to wait for 3 months to get married. The other one, you get married tomorrow. So 2 weeks from now. How do you have such a bizarre thing? Everyone's going to look at this and going to say, the rabbis are confused. So how can it be two women in the same chutz, in the same courtyard? So Zohar Zohar Zohar. So Amale, Abai, say, what's the big deal? Zohar Gita Machir Chalev. Zohar Gita Machir Chalev. One has her, yeah, which has the time written in it. But everyone's going to realize, oh, by golly, she can get married because her get was dated 3 months ago. And the other one's get was dated today. So it's not going to be such a confusion. People are smart enough to figure this out. So what is the halacha? Do we follow Rav? Do we follow Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Tani Kara say the Rav, Tani Kara say the Shmuel. So we have one price that supports Rav's view, and we have another price that supports Shmuel's view. The Gemara says, Tani Kara say the Rav, Hashalek, Eli Ishtel, a person sends a get to his wife, and the shaliach dilly dally. He doesn't get it for 3 months. once the get arrived. So I would have thought that it's already been 3 months since he wrote the get. So clearly they haven't been together since he wrote the get. So I would have thought, good, let her get married right away. So the bride says, no. She still has to wait 3 months. So according to this view, this was the view of Rav. You filed in a Sina. So I would put across the board that you don't start, the clock doesn't start to tick for 3 months until after the get is actually delivered. And then as an aside, the bride says, we get Yoshin and Choshin Shaharim on Shacharima. There is a halacha that, let's say a person writes a get to his wife, and then before he actually delivers the get, they're together. So you're not supposed to use such a get. That's what's called a get yoshan. It's an old get. Why not? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? The get was written, but it wasn't delivered yet. So what's the problem? The Gemara says, because what could potentially happen is that she may become pregnant from that being together. And what will be so terrible? She's still not divorced. She's still his wife. Is going to lead to a tremendous confusion because, let's say, he wrote to get today, and to get it tomorrow, and then he doesn't get to get it for a few months from now. So then people are going to say, Shem Yomru, that Gita Karim, no, people are going to see the get, and they're going to think the get was given at the right date, the date that it was actually written, and they're going to start the gossipers in town, and they're going to say, wait a second, she's got a get that's dated 10 months ago, and now she had a baby now. Oh, it must be that this couple was bizarre after the get was already given, which... Again, the child would not be a mamzer. It would be a child literally born out of wedlock. It's not a nice thing. It's pagam. It's going to lead to people going to say bad things about this child, about the couple. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, they said if the couple were together before the get was actually delivered, that's what's called the get yashon. And the get yashon is out of the question. The Gemara says, here, you don't have to worry about a get yashon. If the couple had yichud together after the get was written, that's already a problem. It's already a get yashin problem. Here, we know they didn't have yichud together. The get was written 3 months ago. He's in a Medina Sayam somewhere. So there's nothing to worry about. Just give the get and come on. Tanikim was saying to Shmuel, we have another braisa that follows Shmuel. Hamash get a person gives a get to his representative. He says to him, the person who was appointed to give the get, he says, hold on to it for 3 months. As soon as he hands her the get, so she can get married right away, we'll get Yashir and Chashir. There's nothing to worry about an old get. They didn't have Yichud. So the bottom line is that Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, as to when the 3 months begin to tick away from the time of the Ksiva, from the time of the Nesina, this Machlokes did not start in the days of Rav and Shmuel. It's a throwback to the days of the Tanakh. Two Brises that argue about the same point. So what's the bottom line? How do we pass it? Do we follow the view of 3 months from the Ksiva, 3 months from the Nesina? So Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Meshes Ksiva. So these three illustrious Amoraim, these were very, very late Amoraim. So this is always an indication of how we're going to paskin. These three late Amoraim follow the view of Ksiva, the lenient view. Rav Papi, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Avdi Meshes Nesina. Whereas Rav Papi and Rav Yeshua were also the later. Rav Papi and Rav Papi were contemporaries. They're both Talmidim of Rava. And Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua were very close colleagues. So you're talking about almost the end of the generations of the Amoraim. And they had a different approach. Adi Meshes Nesina, they followed the approach of Nesina. So this machlokes was raging hundreds of years. This was going back to the days of the Tanoim, through the days of the early Amoraim Rav Shmuel, through the days of the late Amoraim. This issue was still not resolved until the Gemara finally gives the bangs down the table, gives the final words. The Hilchas of the final Psak Halachas Meshes Ksiva. And that's how we found. That's a little letter is the Shavarach. That's how we bask him. That the halacha is, the final halacha is Mishas Ksiva. So notwithstanding all the potential concerns that we had, the bottom line is that we found the halacha, the view of Mishas Ksiva. And now the Gemara begins in Machlokes Amoraim about Rav and Shmuel, a very, very similar kind of a Machlokes, which actually, it's related a little bit to Gittin, more to Ksubas than it is to Gittin. It's only because of a similar kind of a flow that the sugya that we said before, that the Gemara begins to introduce this sugya as well. So it's really a little bit of a different, a freestanding sugya. Don't forget to share, we'll pick up the sugya and share on Monday. Yeah, Chanukah is what's up. They start.
Friday will announce it.
Yeah, you just start Friday.
Thank you.